Today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Samachay, and we are on Samach Dalet Amud Beis. Today really is the beginning. Really, we started Merubah 2 days ago, but today is the start of the sugyas of Merubah. We have already alluded to them based on the Limudim. We put in the sugyas into the Gemara, but today really is jam packed. And again, as we'll see over the next 2 weeks, Perek Merubah has many, many Shas topics and Shas sugyas relating to Geneva and Shinui and many other issues. And we'll try to squeeze in as much as we can in the time allotted as we keep perusing and having our Tiulim and our travels through Shas, Baruch Hashem. And today we get to visit Baba Kama Samach Hey. So we are on Samach Dal and Amabes. All the way at the bottom, let's pick up. So if we remember, we're talking about the Makaras for Kefel of a Toyntine Ganav and a Ganav. So Gemara suggested maybe even a Ganav himself, just like Toyntine Ganav requires Shvua. So to a Ganav should require Shvua. So we say, no, there's a separate Pasuk that's listed, Geneva. You would have been able to learn Geneva even without a pasuk, because you could have learned it from a Kal Vachomer from Toyntein Ganav. But the fact that the Torah says it, it must be teaching me that even in a case where there is no Shvua, one is going to be Chayiv. So says the Gemara in the last line, Vahai, im hi matzei lahachi yuda asa. But what do you mean? That lehi matzei is used for either of the earlier suggestions, for klal or pradu klal, or any of the other ways that hi matzei is used, but don't you need it for the following? Haimi boy lele kidetanya, yado. Ein li ele yado, if the geneva is found in his hand, he's chayev kefel. Ein li ele yado, this is only I know if the kefel is found in his hand. Gago chatzero vikarpifo minayin. How do I know if it's found on his roof, in his yard, in his karpef, in his field minayin? How do I know he's also chayev kefel for that? Tama lomar im hi matzei ti matzei mikol makom. So wherever it's found, the extra double lashon, wherever it is in his rishus, say im kei, no. If that's all it meant, le makra, oh, he matzei, o ti matzei, Timatzei, the same word could have been used. Midashani krash vamina tarti. From the fact that the Torah changes its wording, it must be to teach me both, halacha is both, this idea that anywhere in his Rishus is considered his, and therefore Chayef Kefel, and the earlier sources as well. What exactly does it mean that it's found in his Rishus? So if you look at Rashi in Bamitzia Daf Yud, Rashi says there, it means nichnasal Rishuso v'na'al bifaneha. If it went in, somebody else's animal went into my rishus and I closed the door, I locked the gate. That is a geneva, and that's when I'm chayef kefel. The ksos is medayik from that Rashi. The ksos in Simen Shin Mem Ches. The ksos makes a number of appearances on today's daf. The ksos in Simen Shin Mem Ches says, you know what that shows us? That for geneva, one needs a maisa geneva. Why is Rashi emphasizing that? Na'al bifaneha, says the ksos. Umashma, v'imnichnasa me'atzma l'rishuso, umiskavein liknosa l'gzela. What happens if the animal just walked in and I have kavanah to steal it, but I did nothing? Lo mechayev b'machshava greida. V'yafilo hayachatzer mishtameres. Even if it's a chatzer now, it's not going to go out again. I'm guarding it. I'm watching it. But if I didn't do a physical action, there's no geneva. Umishumte b'machshava eno nase gazla nache yase maisa kimo na'al b'faneha. Even though by mitzia maybe that will be nikne if there's a dvar hefker, aval begzela tzarech, he just switched from geneva to gzela. Interesting. Begzela tzarech na'al bifaneha oshiachni sena ba'atzmo l'rshuso. That's the language he says here, where the ksos is talking to Shimon Ches of the Shulchan Aruch of Hechnisa Lershuso, not Nichnisa Me'eleha, but Hechnisa or Nichnisa and Na'al Bifaneha. That's the diuk in Rashi, and he quotes a Maharid who is against that, but that is the Ksos. And there are many Ha'aris discussing this. But again, that might fit to what we mentioned from Reb Chaim, that all these sources that it's about, a lot of the discussion is about Geneva. You might have said, even if Ixos's requirement is about Geneva, you might not have thought that by Gzela, because it's more about the Hefsin Mamon, maybe the mice is not as much of a focus, but the Ixos himself is not Machalik. The Ixos has it by Geneva and Gzela. If you look at Tosfos here, Tosfos also discusses, on the top Tosfos, Ein li ela biyado, pirish shaganvo biyado mamish. Gago chatzero, klomar shehi kisha b'makil mechatzero shabal abayis. Tosfos says the cases where he actually pushed the animal in, And what is the chiddush then if he himself put it into his chatzer? The chatzer konaf l'chavasa. The chiddush is that we know there's a din d'oraisa called kinyan chatzer. So you might have thought kinyan chatzer doesn't work to do an aveira for you. So if you pick something up to your hand, so that's an aveira. But your chatzer could be kone even l'chovatcha. Unbelievable hamamina. You might have thought that we know that elsewhere that chatzer is either mitam yad or mitam shliach. So if chatzer is mitam shliach, so maybe there is no such thing as a kinyan chatzer in the world of geneva. And if I put your animal into my rishus, I'm not kona. Only if I pick up the animal, if I'm kona it in some other way. Kamash malan de kona. Kamash malan, we say that in this case, yesh shliach ledvar avera. There is a shliach, the chatzer can be your shliach. Why? As the Gemara says about Mesiyah Daf Yud, hecha de shliach la bar chiyuva. Well, we can't be mechayev the shliach is a chatzer, it's an inanimate object, then you are chayev. Which relates, that sugya relates to the svara of ein shliach ledvar avera in general, right, is the focus of ein shliach ledvar avera. Well, the mishaleach didn't think the shliach would listen. That is one svar given by the Sma, and that's why the Mishaleach can't be Chayev, or, well, the Shliach did it, so the Shliach should be Chayev. And that would only apply by a Bar Chiyuva then, right? Those are two different focuses. Is the point that the Mishaleach can't, shouldn't be Chayev, or is the point that the Shliach should be Chayev? Or the third idea that's mentioned based on some Rishonim, that a person is not a Bailim to make a Shliach on an Avera. Shlichus is only where you are in control of the Halachic process. But if you're not in control, you can't do shlichus by chalitza because it's a davar d'memela. You can't you can't make a shliach for that or mitzvah shibagufo, the Tosfos Rid discusses in Maseches Kiddushin. So that is an idea, but again, that line in Bamitziah Daf Yud relates to the svara. But it's an amazing havamina that you might have thought that there's no kinyan chatzer by geneva because it is l'chovascha. Okay, we continue gufa. Two dots. Amar Rav. Rav says as follows: Karen ke'en sheganav tashlumei kefel tashlumei dalet vehei kishas hamada bedin. Rav makes a statement. Let's say there's a change of value. We'll get to the details in which direction and how, Be'ez Hashem, in a few minutes. But Rav says the Karen, the principal, one pays based on what it was worth at the time of the geneva. Kefel and dalet vehei, that you pay based on how much it is worth at Shas Hamad Abedin at the time he is brought to court. My time of the Rav, what's the reason that Rav makes this distinction? Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, we already had it yesterday, Geneva V'chayim. What does that mean? Geneva alive. Amai Kamar Rachmana Chayim B'Geneva. What does Chayim mean there? Ach Ye L'Keren Kein Sheganav. Make alive, renew the Karen to the moment that it was stolen, and that's why the Karen goes by Ke'en Sheganav. The question is, what's the Chiddush of Rav's statement? The first half, the second half, or both? That's the Shiloh. So it's a machlokas between Tosfos and the Pnei Yehoshua. Tosfos here says that the first line of Rav is not a Chiddush at all, which is unusual, because it sounds like the Pashas of the Gemara is that it's trying to at least explain the first half, because that's the Pasuk that's brought. Achi l'keren k'ein sheganav. But Tosfos in Gufa, Tosfos says, the Maskana de Milsa, as we'll see in the Maskana, the issue is where it went up or down in value. And Tosfos says, my kamash v'lon mas nisani. We know that from a Mishnah later on in Agos Al-Kama, in the ninth parak. Kol ha-gazlanim mishalmi k'shas ha-gzela. All gazlanim pay go based on the moment of gzela. V'yafagav even though that's regarding shinui, but it would apply even if the market value goes. So Tosfos says, what's the chiddush of the first half of Rav's statement? So Tosfos says on the second wide line, v'yesh lomar de'ikir Rav lo asa lashminan ela tashlumei kefel v'tashlumei dalet v'hei k'shas hamad b'din. The chiddush of Rav is the second half of the statement, that you would go by shas hamad b'din for dalet v'hei. That's the Chiddush, and what about it? Doesn't sound that way from the Pasuk. No, what the Pasuk means is that only Karen is Achye Ke'en Sheganav. Mashba, the Dalet V'hei, is not Ke'en Sheganav, but it is Kishas Hamada Bedin. That is Tosfos. The Pnei Yehoshua here says, I don't understand Tosfos. I don't think there's any Chiddush in saying Kefel and Dalet V'hei goes by the later din. Why? And this is a huge topic, many big topics that come up here on Daf Samachay. The Knas does not exist until Beis Din says he's Chayev a Knas. A knas is not like mammon. If I borrow money from you, the chiyuv kicks in from that moment. Doesn't matter if there are edim, there are no edim. If I borrow money, I'm chayiv from that moment, even before Bezin would say you have to pay. That's mumminous. But on the other extreme, let's take it, dinei nefashos. If somebody is mechalal Shabbos, b'mezid, so they are not chayav misa until Bezin pronounces them chayav misa. Because dinei nefashos only goes by sha'as amad b'din. So you have two extremes. What about knas? Says the Pnei Yeshua, knas is like dinei nefashos. And therefore, of course, it doesn't go by k'shas k'neva. Because there was no chiyav yet. Says the Pnei Yeshua, lefi pshuto, yesh lefarish, daha detashlumei kefal dalar vehe, mishalim k'shas amad abedin, lo tzarek kra, you don't need a pasuk to teach me that, the mils of the pshita hi, shahare ein, hachiv shalohem chal, ela mishas amad abedin, ve'elech, the chiv is only later, mikami hachi. What's the raya, what's the big raya for those mefarshim that assume this way? Mode b'knas pater. Why? Because you jump the gun before there's a chiyuv. Imode miftar. The ikar kralo itzrach elamayta kamar karen kate shaganav. The chiddush is the first half. Mukminan lakra b'dedami. Tahainu ala karen b'lachut. Avaloshan atosos lo mashbake. The Tosfos obviously is against this. Look in the Rush, it appears like what I said, but machlokes between Tosfos and the Pnei Yeshua, which half of Rav's statement is the Chiddush? Interesting ha'ara by Rav Soloveitchik. If you look here in the Rishima Shiurim, all the kashas that Tosfos quoted, what's the Chiddush of the first half of what Rav says, the Mishnah in Hagozel, and the couple of Mishnahs there, those are all about Gezela. Tosfos blurs the line between Geneva and Gezela. It could be that Gezela goes Kishas HaGzela. That's obvious. The Chiddush of Rav is even Geneva goes. And that might not be as Pashit, so that might be a way to answer up Tosfos' question. The issue of Knosso starting later or starting earlier from the moment of the Maaser or not, that's a discussion in Makos. We'll go around Makos on Daf Hey, where the Gemara discusses Edom Zomamin, and the Gemara gives the interesting case of two Edom come and say, Reuven was Chayav Knas on Tuesday. Or let's say Mamanus, start with this guy, Mamanus. Reuven is Chayav Knas on Tuesday, and then other Edom come and say, Imanu Yisem, you were with us, you couldn't have known that, but actually Reuven was Chayav Mani on Sunday beforehand. So the Gemara there says that the Edom Zomamin are not going to pay, because at the moment that they're testifying, the guy was already a Bar Chayuva. He did owe the money, even though they lied. But be'ino de kamasi, the Gemara says, it's already, they were already chayiv. But the Gemara has a contrast by dinin nefashos. If two people come say that Reuven killed on Tuesday, and then two other Edom come and say, Imanu Yisem, but you're right, Reuven killed on the previous Sunday, the Edom Zomer are still put to death. Because at the time that they came, there was no chayiv. Reuven wasn't chayiv misa yet. Not until the later Edom come. What about Knossos? The Gemara says the same thing Knossos. Knossos also is similar to Nefashos. If they say, two Edom come saying he was Chayav Knas on Tuesday, and the other Edom say he was already Chayav Knas on Sunday, still, they're going to be Chayav. Because the Knas, the Chi, they're not considered Mechuyav Knas yet. Why not? So Tosfos there in Makos, Daf Hei Amud Aleph gives a very, what we would call a technical answer. Because there's a good chance, both by Nefashos and by Knossos, there's a good chance that the Edom are going to be tripped up. There's Drisha V'Chakira. It's a good chance that they're not going to end up being Chayiv. By Mamonis, it's probably going to happen. Right, it's probably going to happen that the Chayiv is going to kick in. By Mamonis, Mestama Edom are going to come and make him Chayiv. Avo Be'edus Nefashos, to be in a Drisha V'Chakira, Az Vaday Amrina, Dekonim Shneg Mardino, Lav Havi Bar Chayuva. Why isn't he a Bar Chayuva? Yeah, because Mestama, you know, he might be tripped up in the Edios. Says the Gilyan Ashas, right there, says Rebbe Kiva Eger on the Gemara, on the Tosas and Makas. Why does Tosas give such a weak, so to speak, reason to be mechalek between nefashos and knasos versus mamonis? Tamani l'mayhutzrichu lazeh v'lo bipshuto dibemamon after. This is a very verbose. Good for us. Gilyan Ashas. Usually Rebbe Kiva Eger doesn't, he just quotes a mucker and says, figure out the kasha yourself. Here he says it all, beferish. B'mamon afteleka edim klal, elohu ba'atzmo, omer, loki, elo lavisi, be'erev Shabbos, be'beiz b'Shabbos, b'ikom makom, leka dinazama, deheidu bibar chiyuva. By Mamonis, there's already a bar chiyuva there. Ta'af below eight, even if no edim, bezin yuchon lechayvo, mikol makom hu ba'atzmo shiodei ha'emes bar chiyuvahu. Even Bezin doesn't say anything. If I borrowed money, I know I'm chayiv. Masha ain kein beknas de lekushta de milsa Eino mutal alav l'shalem because man shelo chivu bezdin eino mechuyev klal. Before bezdin creates the chiyuv, so there is no chiyuv. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger v'chein bedine nefashis. If he knows that he killed somebody, lambak talahu v'eino lav chiyuv klal. Laham is his atzmo. There's no chiyuv for him to kill himself. Even if he comes to court and says, "Hi, I killed somebody. Kill me." Ein adam mesim atzmo Russia. V'leka chirak api psakdin v'achiluk nira nachonu barer be'ezus Hashem yisbarach. Says the Goyen Hashas. I don't know why Tosfos wasn't mechalik fundamentally, but this is a major issue. Does knas exist earlier? Rabbi Chanan in the Kovet Shiurim in the second volume quotes a couple of rayas against Rabbi Kiva Eger. There is also evidence that a knas does exist beforehand. Just like Mamanis, there is possibilities for that. For example, Mashbia Eidei Knas. We know the halacha is if somebody swears, we have this at the beginning of Akones, right? If somebody swears and denies money, testifying on somebody's, they have to get the money, and it ends up that they could have gotten money for them, so they're chayef. Chayef Shuasa Eidus. So the Mishnah discusses elsewhere, Mashbia Eidei Knas, in Shuas. Mashbia Eidei Knas is going to be chayef. Which sounds like the knas does exist already, because it's the denial, it has to be a denial of mamonis, right, the in Shvu Islam Gimel. Or tfisa, we find sometimes that tfisa, if the victim grabs the knas, even without being awarded it, lo mafkino, we let him keep it. What do you mean, if there's no chiyuv yet, how can it be? Or the Mishnah at the end of Shvius, that knasos are mishamtin, not mishamtin, discussion of whether shvius gets rid of those chiyuvim. There can't be any discussion of that unless they exist already. So this is a big discussion, but part of it is right here, the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua who argues on Tosfos, who says, what's the chiddush of Rav, the first half of the statement, or the second half of the statement. We continue now. Amar Rav Sheshes, as we see, every line here is chock full. Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says, Amina kinayim v'shachiv Rav, Amr Lahamil Shmaitza. Rav Sheshes says, doesn't mince words, Rav must have been sleeping and dozing when he made this statement. Right, what Rav Sheshes is insulting? No, it's a compliment. He's saying Rav is so unbelievable. I can't believe that he said this. It must be that he was not focusing when he said this. The Chavos Yahir has a tshuva where he goes through all the insults in Shas and discusses how they're not really insults and they're really compliments in some way. So here too, he's complimenting. He says, Rav is so unbelievable. He says this that's so difficult to understand. I can't believe he said this with Yishev Adas. Why? What's the problem? The Tanya, Kechusha Vishmina. The Braisa says, if the Ganuf took a weakened animal, he stole a weakened animal, and he fattened it up. So Rav says, Kefal and Dalvehe goes by Kshas Amad Bedin, but here's a Braisa. The Braisa says that if the Ganuf fattened up the animal, then you do have Kefal and Dalvehe from the moment Kain Shaganuf. So Mara says, wait a minute, don't compare. Amri, Rav was not talking about a case where the Ganuf himself fattened it up. Mishum Damarle, Anapatimna, Va'ashakalt. No, the Ganuf can say, I fattened up the animal. I gave him a lot to eat. You're going to take my appreciation that I caused? No, Rav's not talking about that case. Or the opposite. Tashma, Shmeda, Vechisha, Misham, Tashlume, Kefa, Vatashlume, Dal, Vehekin, Shaganav. If the Ganuf weakened the animal, he starved it, then you pay Kefa, Dal, Vehekin, Shaganav. I know the cash on Rav. Rav says, Kefa, Dal, Vehe, go by. Answer, Hasam Nami, Bishum Damrin Anlay. No, there too, it's the Ganav's own fault, because he could say to him, Mali Katla Kuba, Mali Katla Palga. What's the difference between whether the Ganav kills an animal or half kills an animal? What does that mean? Rashi has an important lashon here, third skinny line. Hilkach Meahi Shaita, De Ichesha Aschala Latvicha. From the moment that he started weakening the animal, that was the beginning of the shechting, in terms of when the chiyuv of dal vehe is going to kick in. So here too, he weakened the animal, so the start of his weakening, it's his fault, is kein shaganav. Rav was not talking about a case where the ganav was actively involved in the change of value. Ki kama Rav, what was Rav talking about? Again, when Rav says, Karen goes by kein shaganav, Kefal and Dal Vehe go by Kishasama de Bedin, Kikama Rav, Beyokra Vizula Hutakamar. He was talking about a case of value, market value, fluctuating up and down. So which direction, asks the Gemara? When did Rav make this distinction? Hey Chidami. So we're whittling down the possibilities of what Rav is talking about. So Hey Chidami, Ilema, is the case to me, Karashavya Zuzo, Lubasov Shavya Dalad Zuze, is the case where it was originally worth one Zuz, and at the end it was worth four Zuz. When he stole it, it was worth one, then it was worth four. So then Karen Kane Shaganov, what, you're only going to pay one? Even though later on it was worth four? So Leba Pliga de Rabba. So that should be, then Rab would be going against Rabba. The statement of Rabba we could also spend an hour on. But let's see what we could do. Da'ama Rabba, Rabba says, this is called Tavra Bishasya. Hi, man, the gozal chavita tachamra. Mechavre, somebody steals a barrel of wine from their friend. Meikar shavya zuzel, b'sof shavya dal, it was worth one, then it went up in value, now it's worth four. Zuze, tavra, oshasya, if the ganav, the gazlan, breaks it or drinks it, mishalim dalid. He pays for what it's worth at the moment at T2. Isbar memela, mishalim zuza. If it breaks memela, so then he only pays a zuz. He pays what it was worth at the original moment. Question mark. So shall we say that Rav is against Rabba? Is Rav Karenkei Shaganov against Rabba's Tavra Vashasya? Because here you see, if it went from one to four, broke Mimela, so then Mishalim Zuza, and if he broke it, Mishalim Dalid. So Gemara says, Amri, no, there's no stira. Again, Rav is very limited. Ki kama Rav, ki gon de meikara Shavya Dalid, lebasov Shavya Zuza. That's the case that Rav said. Rav makes this big statement of Karenkei Shaganov. That's only talking about a case where it's a market value fluctuation and it goes down. 4-1. Karen Kain Shaganov. Karen, you have to pay 4, because that's what it was when you stole it. Tashlome Kefal, but Tashlome Dalabhe, because that's when you actively did something at the moment of Amada Bedin. So you have to pay 4 and 5 of what it was worth at that moment. Okay. There's what to talk about. Two discussions. Number one. Tavra Vishasya, this statement of Rav. Why is it that there's a difference between whether it broke by itself or whether you actively broke it? So this is known as the machlokas between the ksos and the nesivis, second ksos for the day, but really the roots of it already are the Rishonim. Right? What is the, let's start with the easier one. If Isbar Memele, if it broke by itself, you pay Azuz. Why? Because what did I do? I'm the Ganav. I stole it. So it went up in value, but I haven't done anything to this item since the first moment. So I'm chayef for what I did at the first moment. At the first moment it was worth one, so I pay one. Ah, but if I broke it or if I drank it, so now I did something else. I did something else at T2. So I'm chayef the amount of the value that it was worth at T2, right? It's Tavra Vishasi Mishalim Dalin. Why? What did I do at T2? So if you look in Rashi, we'll start with Rashi. Rashi says, Tavra, Biadayim, Oshasya, Mishalim Dalin, Uba Mafkin Mefarish Taima, Tekol Kama, Deisa, Ve'ene, Birshusa, Demara Kaima, Tekaboy Ladura. As long as I didn't do anything, it's still considered the Rishus of the owner. It's still theirs. Hilkach, Birshusa, Demari Hukra. If nothing happens, it's considered to have gone up in value in the Rishus of the owner. But my connection to this item was earlier. And Rashi quotes a girsa. There's a question of the girsa in Ekamara. We don't have this girsa in Argamara. V'yahi shaita de tavra v'shasya hudaka gazila. At that moment, at T2, that's when you are doing a second maisa gzela. When you smash it or drink it, that is a second maisa gzela, and that's why you go by this moment. Mishalim dalad, because that is another maisa gzela. That is Rashi. That is really the Nesivus' approach. The Nesivus' approach in Simon Lama Dalad, the Nesivus says, like Rashi, that it is also, this is considered a second maisa gneva. Why? It's already out of the Rishus of the Bailim. This is now a completion of Hotsa'a, May Rishus Bailim. It was physically out of the Rishus of the Bailim, now it's physically out of the Rishus of the world. Right, and that's a furthering Maisa Geneva, and that's why you're gonna be Chayev. The Ksos says, no way. The Ksos, based on other Shitos, the Ksos has the Yesod in Simon Lama Dalid that there can't be a Maisa Geneva unless there is a Hotsa'a Mirushus Bailam. There are three or four other Ramas that the Ksos is trying to explain, but that's the Ksos' Shita. If there's no Hotsa'a Mirushus Bailam, so then there is no Maisa Geneva. Aye, what about Tavra Vishasya? This is not Mishum Gezel, this is Mishum Mazik. Says the Ksos. Similar, he's talking about the Mishnah later on, about Goni ben Aganav, Timba Acher Ba'achlo, Ratzim Izegov, Ratzim Izegov. If I steal something and then somebody else comes and eats it, so who does the Niganav collect from? So the Mishnah says either one. Hainu Dafkim Achlo, that's only if somebody else ate him, Misha Mazik. Da'akati de'nigzalu, because it still belongs to the nigzal. Avamach was gazlan lo machayev. Kiva de'eno bershusa de'mare. You're never going to be chayev for geneva or gzela unless you took it out of the reshus of the ganav. That is the ksosid yisod. And therefore here, you already took it out of the reshus of the bailim. So at T2, you can't be chayev again for geneva. You're being chayev for hezek. That is the ksos. The nesivis quotes the ksos and is not happy about it. He quotes that mitamazik. The fiyan asad dinira no. The filu lo achla rak asa bashinui. Shekanai de gzela chay mitam gazlan below mitamazik. To me kara bigzela rishona. This is the yisod stig machlokes. Does a maisa geneva require a hotza me rishus bailam? Ksos, yes, nesivus, no. Demeikara b'gzela harishona, kishagazla gazlan harishon, adayin agzela shal nigzal hi. V'lo yatzarak mirushusa shal nigzal. If gazlan A took it, relating to that case later on, so gazlan B could still do a further maisa gzela, because while it's in the gazlan's rishus, it still legally belongs to the nigzal, it's connected to the nigzal, to ha gazal v'nos yashua b'aylam shreim e'yuchol al-agdisho, as we'll have later on. The gazlan, the cannot be makdashit, it's not his yet, zelafi shena shalova, zelafi shena b'shuso. So after something is done, that is a gzela chadasha, shehotziah mishal bailam lagamre, shemeikara hayadayin shal bailam rakshena b'shuso nikra, aval shalo nikra, ukshasa shinu imaisa gamkeinu shalo, ven lecha gazlan yoser mizeh, and that is, you don't have to say it's talking about mazik, right? It says taver v'shasya, but taver v'shasya could be an act of hezek, according to the Ksos, but an act of Geneva or Gazela, according to the Nesivus. Rabbi Chanan here also, in the Kovach Shirim of Baba Kama, discusses this Nachlovus Ksos and the Nesivus, and he says, even according to the Nesivus, it might not be a Geneva for all intents and purposes. It might be considered a Geneva Lagabe, he says this in, Ozayin. Venir Lomar, the Dafka began of Shani, Shagana Minarishon, Miftar Mikrabi, Vaguna Bebeso Ish, Kiva Dafil Balav Genevaso, Have Anibishus Bailam. He goes without getting into details. He goes through, he might be considered a Geneva for certain halachas, not for other halachas, but again, this is the exciting question of the Ksos and the Nesivus. The other very obvious question that has to be asked here is, one second, we know there are Kinyani Geneva. Something called Kinyani Geneva. We had this discussed this at length on Daf Yud Aleph. Most recently, we had this in the Tosfos on Daf Nun Vav Amabez, probably the most explicit Tosfos in all of Shas relating to Kinyani Geneva. Nun Vav Amabez, Tosfos said, Svarahu, de Gazlan Nichnas Tachas Abaylim. Right, he's the one in charge. He's a Gazlan Lashomra, Delini Nezikin, Ikru Bailim, call me Shabiyad Lashomra. So Kinyani Geneva. So one second, if somebody is Konis something, they're Chayiv even in Onsen. Asks the Ramban in Baba Metzia Mem Gimel, where this sugya also comes up, why is it in Tavar Rishasya that if you break it, you're chayiv four, what it's worth now, but if it broke Memela, you're only chayiv one, what it was worth then. But 1 minute, from the first moment that you stole it, you're kone, you're kunyani geneva, so you're chayiv in onsen. Even if it breaks by itself, you should be chayiv four, what it's worth now. So says the Ramban and the Ritva there, first I'll read the Ramban, because the Ritva expands on the Ramban's idea, but says the Ramban there in Baba Metzia, V'yesh Lomar, there's a difference between Kinyane Geneva and Kinyane She'ela. A Shoel is Chayiv in Onsen. A Ganav is Kona, but he might not be Chayiv fully in the same kind of Onsen. V'yesh Lomar says the Ramban, the shiny Shoel, the Mishas, Mishichas, HaBehema, Machayiv in Mezonoseha. At the moment that he pulls the behema, he's chayiv in the mizonos. V'lo machayiv ba'onsin atshas shvur v'mesa. He's chayiv in mizonos right away. He's chayiv in onsin later on. U'b'rishusa demare hila mechira. Until he does something illegal, or until something happens, he's only chayiv in mizonos. Once the ones happens, that's when he's chayiv in onsin. That's by a shoel, says the Ramban. Avo gezewa, all of his chiyuvim start at the moment that he took it. Even the chiyuv onsin is at that moment. Kivan the mishas mashicha mechayiv ba'onsei, v'nafka le mirushas bailim, Ula hector shlo machabino le baonse elo kshas fulu the shela he shai the chayal of chiyav. The chiyav onsin of shoel kicks in later on at the shas onyx. The chiyav onsin of a ganav kicks in at the original moment, and that's why that's the moment that determines how much. Or the Ritva even says it even sharper there in Bamasiya Mem Gimel. He has the same kasha. V'yem tomar v'kivet the gaslan who v'chay baonsin lameinu misham kshas onyx like a shoel v'yeshlomar. The Shoel lo kanya klal, velo afke mirushas bailam. Not that a Shoel is kone for mizonos, but not kone for onset until later. The Ritva's law says that Shoel doesn't chayv at all. Ki a bailam yicholam lamakru lakdisha. Hilka chiyuvo al shasa ones. Aval gazlan mishas gizela afka mirushas bailam. But the gazlan, his chiyuvim start at the first moment. V'kivan shekein al ha-hi-shaita b'inan l'chiyuvei kol hecha delo aved b'may sachrina. That's the Tavra v'shasi sugya. Important discussion of the Ramban and the Ritva. The Achronim will get into the act here also. That Ramban and the Ritva discuss. Rav Shimon Shkup discusses this, quoted in various svarim. She'el, I'll quote it to you from the Biurei Adaf. She'ikra chilek ben gazlan l'shoel shehinei kol mazik mishalim damim mishum erich hefzid bal ha-chefetz. Alba gazlan v'shoel eino kein she'eno chayev klal al hefzid bailim rak either chayev for when it went into their rishus, when they have claims on it. So a gazlan is T1, a shoel is T2. Again, there's a lot more there, but we continue. Vayter. Says the Gemara now, Tani Rabbi Chanina l'siyu e l'rav. Rabbi Chanina wants to bring a support, a brisa for Rav. Again, Rav is... Rav, what's the maskana? Rav says, Karen Kei Shaganav, Kefa Vidal Behe Kishasa Mada Bedin, and it's talking about a case of going from 4 to 1. That is the case of Rav. So let's try to bring a ride to that from the following brisa. Balabayas, she toantain is ganav bipikadon. Yeah, a shomer. That is toantain is ganav by pikadon. Vinishman, he swears that it was stolen. Vihoda, and then he admits that really he has it. Uba'u Edim, that's the case of Asham Gezelos, as we'll see. Uba'u Edim, but Edim came and said that he stole it. Im Achalobo Edim Hoda, if he admits first, he's Moda Beknas, because he's Chayef, he should be, right, his toin time is gone, if he should be Chayef Kefel, but he's Moda Beknas, so then there's no Kefel, so you just pay Mishalim Karen for Chomesh V'Asham. You pay the Karen, the principal, and the Chomesh and the Asham, which is the Chiddush HaTorah, that you pay an extra 25%, the Chomesh, and a carbon Asham for Asham Gezelos. V'im Yishabo, Edim Hode, but if he only admitted after Edim Kain, then it's too late. And therefore, he's Mishalim Tashlume Kefel, he has to pay Kefel, V'Asham, but he brings a carbon ashram. The ashram is only when he is mode. If you want to be mode, then he just be chayv the kefel. Kefel, the ashram, and what about the chomesh? The chomesh, oh, lo bekvelo, divrei Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says he does not pay a separate chomesh because it counts as in the kefel. As we will see, what Rabbi Yaakov means, Rashi explains, this is only if the chomesh and the kefel are exactly the same amount. How is that going to work out? We'll see. The Gemara is going to talk about it. If it's not the same amount, so then it doesn't work. You can't just say Yish Bechal Masayim Mana if the kefel is worth more. The Ravid here seems to say you can, but we're going to go with Rashi's pshat. It has to be exactly the same. Last two lines in Rashi: V'lo Miftar Le Ad Mishalem Chomesh to Chomesh Kapara De Shvuahu, because Chomesh is the kapara for the Shvua that he took falsely. So we'll get back to that by the Shem, but let's continue first. So the Brisa says that Rabbi Yaakov holds that if Edom testify and then he's admits, then he has to pay Kefal, Asham, and Chomesh. The other two opinions of the Brisa say, no, there is no Chomesh here. V'chachamim omrim, b'rosho v'chamishiso. Mamon ha-mishtalim b'rosh mosef Chomesh. Only Mamon that you pay the Keren, you mosef Chomesh. Mamon she'in mishtalim b'rosh, ain't mosef Chomesh. You don't pay Chomesh if you're not paying the Keren, if you're paying Kefal. Shimon ben Yochai Omer similarly, but he adds the carbon. Ein chomesh va'asham mishtalim b'makam sheish kefel. If there's kefel, there's no carbon either. But either way, getting back to the first opinion, says the Brisa. K'tani mihas chomsho ololo b'kfelo. The chomesh, Rabbi Yaakov says, the first opinion in the Brisa, the chomesh counts as the kefel. So the question is, Divrei Rabbi Yaakov, hey chidami, what does that mean? How could you get the chomesh 25% and the kefel to be the same exact amount? Rashi said, for whatever reason, which we'll talk about soon, that they have to be the exact same amount. So, hechidami. So, ilema, demei karashavya, dalit, dulubasov shavya, dalit. If it's 4 and 4, if it's worth the same throughout, that doesn't work. Chom sho ololo bikfelo. that the Chomesh and the Kefil equal? No, Kfeila Arba, Kefil is going to be 4, V'Chomesh Azuza, and the Chomesh is only 1. Remember, Chomesh in Talmudic terms is 25%. It's a Chomesh after it's added on. So it can't be a case where the value did not change. El Olav, what must be the case? What case works out? To Meikara Shavya Arba, Ulabasov Shavya Azuza. It was worth 4, and now it's worth 1. So Kefil, the Kfeila Azuza, because Kefil goes by Shas Hamad Medin. So Kefil is 1. The Chomsha, Chomesh goes by, linked with the Keren, and therefore, you go by Kein Shaganav, for Chomsha Zuza, Alma. So if you hold like Rav, then this works out beautifully. Keren Kein Shaganav, Tashlumi Kefil, for Tashlumi Dalvehei, Kishas Hamada Bedin. So isn't that a Raya to Rav? So the Gemara says, maybe not. It could be they're all worth the same. It's worth the same throughout. How do you get the Chomesh and the Kefil to be the same exact amount then? Four times he did swore that he does not have the person's item, and every time he pays a Chomesh for that, Vahoda, and then he admitted, Vatora Amra Vachamishi Sav. HaTorah ripsa chamishios harbe bekeren achas. The Torah is marbe many chomashim, many chamishios, and therefore you can end up paying 4 chomshin, which is the same as the kefil. Also, there's no raya that this brisa has to support Rav. The Rashi here discusses that it must be that he did this in kama bati dinim, because then he would be in huksa kafra and we wouldn't trust him with the second shvua. So it must be that it went to a different bezdin, and huksa kafra is tali on kol bezdin the bezdin. A discussion here is relating to the world of chomesh. Why in the world, as Rashi says implicitly, and Tosfos explains it, Tosfos on the third line on top, miu bekuntres pirish delesle kapara bechomesh kivan she'ein nikar umuvla besocha kefel. The chomesh has to be nikar. The chomesh can't be just included in the kefil. Why not? What's the difference? Why can't it just be included? So this is a discussion about how you look at the chiv of chomesh. Is chomesh just another additional payment that the Torah has, or do we say that it is not just about an extra payment, but it is what we would call a kapara? Sometimes we have kufra kapara, right? We had by a kofra payment, but here we have chomesh. Is chomesh more a mamonis payment, or is it more a kapara payment, right? And that has many nafkaminas. Rav Achronim discussed this, how one views this, but that's what Rashi says. Rashi says kapara de shvua. The more it's a kapara, the more you might say it's not just about the amount that getting it to the victim, but it's about a certain symbolic payment. And if it's a symbolic payment, maybe it has to be an exact amount. It has to be chomesh. A major nafkamina could be, what about bizman hazeh? What about bizman hazeh? The rush here has one line. There's no chomesh bizman hazeh. He does not give a reason. Why wouldn't there be chomesh bizman hazeh? Right? It's not quoted in the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Shin Samach Zayin. It's mentioned in the She'iltos. She'iltos and She'ilta Kuf Yutes. So the Netziv there in the Hemek She'iltos wonders why it wouldn't be noig bizman hazeh. It's not a knas, is it? It's a chomesh. So he says it's totally on our issue, right? Is it mominous, or is it kapara? So the Netziv says, surprisingly, the opposite of what we might have said. Right? The Netziv says, if it's mitzad mominous, then it would not apply bizman hazeh, because it's mamon she'ein bo chisaron kis. You're not causing a loss by not paying it. So therefore, it's not, Bezin does not have the authority to judge that case. But if there is a kapara element, then even bizman hazeh, and that's why the Shildos quotes it. So that's the Netziv. In one direction, if it's more mominous, it would not apply. If it's more kapara, it would apply. And the Minchas Chinuch says exactly the opposite. The Minchas Chinuch says no. Minchas Chinuch is very bothered by the rush. Why wouldn't it be shayach bizman hazeh? Why wouldn't it be applicable? Let me just find the words of the Minchas Chinuch here in Kuf Chav Tes. The Minchas Chinuch quotes, V'noig b'chal ishim, and then he quotes V'zeh l'shono harash, and he quotes the Beis Yosef, who doesn't quote. He says Olafi kotzer u'miut biut m'sichli u'miut b'kiyusi, based on my small knowledge, eini yodeya makar l'zeh lama yiftar. Why wouldn't you pay a chomesh bizman hazeh? Ve'ino dome l'chomesh d'me'ila t'tzarech litein l'hektish ve'in lana bizman hazeh din ekdeshos. Find the chomesh by me'ila. which is another chomesh, you're not going to have bezman hazeh, because we're not giving anything to the Beis HaMikdash today. V'gam chomesh de truma, also that chomesh, af l'man da'amar de'humen ha-Torah be'eretz Yisrael, akzeres ha-kasev, de'nitein l'kohen, ve'en l'anakonim yuchasim, v'yivur b'mkomo. So I understand why the chomesh of me'ila and the chomesh of truma doesn't apply bezman hazeh. Aval kan, ta'chomesh hu mamon hu, v'hu l'baylim. You give the chomesh to the person you stole from. The ein zarach bezdin smuchim. Eini yodea shum tzad liftar. Ha'idna mi chomesh kazeh de'eno lekapara. I don't understand why. V'yafilim hu tzad kapara. And even if, he says, if it's dini mammon, if it's a mammonist payment, for sure yes. Right? The nitziv had the opposite mentality. He says, if it's mammonist, for sure yes. But even if it's kapara. Lama lo yitain. To ha'asham enu yachol lahavi. To ain lanu lkoev lo mikdash bavon asin arabim. Fine, you can't bring the carbon. Avo chomesh lama lo yitain. Ukshi bana beis ha'mikdash b'mir v'yameinu. Yav yasham. Bring the chomesh and keep in your notebook that you have to, you owe an asham too. And then the Sefer HaChinuch, he says, V'ravar machaber kasav kan v'noheges mitzvazu. To havas carbon bizman abayis. So what does he say? The mitzvah of carbon is bizman abayis. Nireh. Sounds like from the chinuch that maybe it is doig bezman hazeh v'tzarech iyun gadol. Denirali to chomesh doig bezman hazeh v'pshitus. Akiva darishon v'achron and pashat eslam deino noeg, but l'dayti. He says, I have no idea why this is, but l'dayti, ach torahi v'ashem yisbarach yair einai. And he doesn't give another answer. He wonders why the Rishonim don't think it's doig bezman hazeh, but he is very bothered. Other nafkaminas, whether it's mamon or kapara, could be mechila. Tosas later on in Daf Kuf Yud assumes that you cannot be mochel a mechaper. And if you're assuming maybe chomesh has a kapara element, so then this would also be the case. Or, you know, where is it mentioned in Minyan HaMitzvot? It's another interesting sugya. The Rambam here in Kuf Tzadi Dalit and Reish Mem Hei mentions it by the Chi of Hashava, by the Heshev Es Agzela. He does not mention it by the Karban Asham. The Sefer HaChinuch mentions it by the Karban Asham in Kuf Chavtes and Kuf Lamin. So again, that's, you can't build a shear on that, but that might tip us off a little bit afterwards. Rechem Fisher Perla talks about whether there's Chomesh La'achar Misa. Right, again, if it's Kapara, there's generally Ein Mechaprin La'achar Misa. If it's a Dini Mamin is Chiyuv, so then you would say that, again, many Nafkaminas had a look at this Chomesh, but again, part of it might be whether it has to be an exact amount. Okay, Viter, Amar Mar. So let's continue. The Brayset said, the first opinion says you pay Chomesh even if you pay Kefal, but the other two said not. Amar Mar. V'chachamim omrim, Barosha v'chamishi so, Mamon ha-mishalim Barosh mosav Chomesh, Mamon she'imishalim Barosh emosav Chomesh. You only pay a Chomesh when you pay Keren, aval Asha ma'isi. But the Tanakama holds, even though you don't pay a Chomesh, you do bring the carbon Asha. Why? Maishna chomesh delo mishalim. Why don't you pay a chomesh if you pay kefel? Tichziv biroshov v'chamishi so. Asham nami lo mishalim. You should also not pay asham. Tachziv biroshov v'chamishi so ve'es ashamo. It's also connected to the rosho. Answer, ami l'charabanan, es paske kra. That word es is mafsik. The word es is mafsik between the chomesh and the karban. Reb Shimon bar Yochai, ve'es arve kra. The vav just puts it back together. S would be mafsik, but the S puts it back together. V'rabbanan amri lecha, no. Lo lichta rachmana, lo va, v'lo S. Don't say either one. And then you would have them together. So the fact that you have any word in between shows there's a chilik between the chomesh and the karban. V'rab shimim bayachai, amri lecha, S, lo sagi, lo kasav. Rashbi says, no, you had to write the word S. Wa afsuki be mamon gavo ala mamon hedyot. You had to say the word S to be mafsik between the asham and the chomesh. What goes to the Beis HaMikdash and what goes to the victim. Hilkach, and therefore once you have to say the word S, but then you want to be mechaber it again. Hilkach asavav arvei kra. Good. Period. Now, Rabosai, we start the next sugya. The sugyas of shinui. Shinui and yeyush and all related in yanim. So we'll start this now and pick up with this again in the coming days as well. Amar Rabbi Law. Ganav tlev v'nasa ayil, egel v'nasa shor. If somebody steals a sheep, and then it becomes a ram. Egel, a calf, v'nasa shor, and it becomes an ox. Meaning, the animal matures by itself. Na'asa shinui biyada ukina'o. A shinui takes place, and ukina'o. And the ganav is kona'it. As we will see, if a ganav just steals something and the owner does not have yeyesh, she does not give a hope for him getting it back, so it doesn't fully belong to the ganav yet, unless something happens. Shinui is one of those events. There are many different types of shinui. There's shinui hashem, there's shinui maisa, there's shinui hechotzer l'briyaso, there's many different types of shinui that is going to come up. Shinui somehow is kone. As the Gemara says, shinui kone. We'll have to talk about, Reb Chaim talks about, and the Achronim talk about, whether shinui is an actual kinyan, or is shinui just a removal of the chiyuv hashava, and memela, the kinyanim that occurred at the moment of the geneva, fully are able to be chal? That's a question about shinui kone, and one might be mechalik between different types of shinuyim, as we'll see right now. So again, the animal becomes mature, so that itself is a shinui. This is no longer the animal that the ganav stole, and therefore, talvachumachar, if you would do tficha mechira now, shalo tovei, shalo mocher, he's not chayav dal behei, because this is his animal now. He's chayav kefel for stealing the animal originally, but he's not chayav dal behei. Eisvei, Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi La, and Rabbi La, who makes this statement about the maturity, which the Rush assumes is called the Shinui Hashem, Gona Tlevanasa Ail, Ega Manasa Shor, Mishal Tashlumi Kefel, Vitashlumi Dalavahe, Kain Shaganav. You see, you do Dalavahe, Kain Shaganav. One second, Visakada the Kanya Bishinui, but if the Ganav was Kone Bishinui, and therefore he's shechting his own, Amai Mishalim, Shelo Tovesh Lomocher, why is he Chayav Dalavahe? He's shechting, he's selling his own animal. So, ask Rabbi Chanin at Rabbi Law. Says Rabbi Law back, Amar Lei, Elamai, Shini Lo Kani. What, you're saying so Shini is not Kone at all? So Amai Mishalim Kein Shaganav, Lashalim Kihashta. So then, why do you pay Kein Shaganav? It should be Kihashta, like Rabba, like Tavar Vishasya, if there's no Kinyan at all. Amar Lei, says Rabbi Chanin back, no. Kihashta Hainu Taim Adol Mishalim. Why don't you pay right now, Mishal Damar Lei, Turagan Vimimcha, Dinakuragan Vimimcha? No, because he could say to him, I didn't steal an ox or a ram from you. I stole an egel or a tleh. So this is not what I stole. So Amar Lei, he says back to him, Rachmana litzlan me'ai daita. Woe to me, Hashem should save me from your position. Amar Lei, adarav, Rachmana litzlan me'ai daita didach. No, from your position. Very emotional. In this machlokas about Shini Kone, there's a lot of emotion between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yila. And the shiloh that's asked by the Rishonim is, there's a concept of Shini Kone, it's based on psukim, as we're going to see. So what's the machlokas about? One of the issues might be that this is not a regular run of the mill shinui. Most shinuyim, as we'll see, are shinui maisa. It's a shinui where you actively do something. This is a shinui dimemela. It's a shinui that just happened by itself. So is that also subject to all the laws of shinui kone? Maybe it's even alluded to in Rashi. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz picks up on this Rashi and argues. But he highlights the Rashi. Rashi says, "Nasa shinui biyado kano." Right? What did the Rabbi Law say? Once there's a maturity, the shini happens, and ukno. Rashi says ukno bishinui laha milsa. Dimtavach umachar shelo utavech. Rashi clearly is limiting what Rabbi Law is saying. Right? Rabbi Law says kinyan, and Rashi says for this halacha laha milsa. As if he's trying to say it's not a general shinui. Because after all, this is a very weak shinui. The Pnei Yeshua says it's beferish. This is the pshat of the Rashi. Rashi is saying that this is not normal shinui kone. Because this is a davar de memela. And a davar de memela is a very weak type of shinui. Says the Pnei Yeshua. Let me just find his words. If I could find it in a second. And if not, here. He says, Lo yadati ma'ra lefarish kein l'chora. Why does Rashi limit it to l'ha milsa v'chulu? And then he explains, now I know, v'nira, d'mashma l'rashi, d'kiva d'piyagavna shinui haba me'elavu, v'agazlan lo shina ba midui, lo mistaver shi'echote niskar, v'lo dami l'shar shinui maisa, sh'agazlan gufa osa ha'shinui. U'l'shini ha'shem na'am yefshar, and he continues. That's the issue here. This is a different type of shinui, and that's why it could be more limited. That chiluk also, shinui maisa versus shinui de b'meila, could relate to the chakira that we just mentioned quickly. Whether shinui is an actual kinyan, or shinui is just a removal of the chiyuv hashava, because it's not the same item anymore, and memela, the chiyuvim, the kinyanim from earlier kick in. This could be alluded to also in a Rashi on tomorrow's daf. Rashi says, tomorrow, and we'll just look for a minute in the middle of Samach Vavam and Aleph, Rabba says, Shinui Kone, Siva Vatanina. Shinui is Kone based on a pasuk and based on a Mishnah. Rashi says, Shinui Kone, Hecha Deshani Luhu Biadayim. Where you actively do something, Pshita Lady Mirai Savadekone, it works. So Rashi there. talking about the classic Shini Kona case, says it's talking about a case of Maisa. Maisa, Shinui Maisa. Well, here, maybe that's why Rashi, again, limits it here, because it is something that is not the Ganav or Gaza doing it, something Davar Demeila, and therefore it is different. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the two dots. Again, tomorrow's daf I might put up from the last cycle. I'm not sure if I'll be able to give tomorrow. If not, I will give, but if not, we'll put up from the last cycle. Again, it's jam-packed. Yeush and Shinui and all the different Yanim that come up, different types of Shinuyim are going to come up. Do you compare different areas of Halacha? Very crucial Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Hamani. Do you compare Gezel and let's say Esnan Zona? Maybe Shinui Kona could work in one area of Halacha and not another area of Halacha. Again, what about Karbanos? And a very crucial discussions that come up here. But again, this is classic Merubah filled with a lot of important inyan. Okay, we will have to stop here and we will continue.